The laid-back comfort of the great outdoors is perfectly encapsulated in the Adirondack chair. It's a classic design with its flat back, broad armrests, and a deep low seat sloping upwards as part of the rear legs. It looks as good in an eye-popping colour as it does in plain weathered timber, and that speaks volumes for its design integrity. The chair first appeared in 1903, thanks to Thomas Lee, who owned a lakeside resort at West Point in the Adirondack State Park, 400 kilometres north of New York. Lee wanted something that was stable on any terrain, from sand to rock, could be left out in all weathers, and would look as good outside a golf club as a home. At the time, the fashion for outdoor furniture was to use rough-barked logs, evoking nature in a somewhat obvious way. Lee's chair was different. It was simple and angular, using broad flat planks of timber. A carpenter friend called Harry Bunnell liked the idea so much he created his own version using narrower slats of wood to make it easier to put together and giving it a more curvaceous look. It sold so well he patented the design in 1905 as a chair of the bungalow type, and it went on to be marketed by a New York department store as the Adirondack Bungalow Chair. This was the time when a bungalow was seen as rather swish, evoking a leisured lifestyle with easy access to the garden. And the Adirondack chair quickly became emblematic of an outdoorsy, wholesome America, even when placed in a suburban backyard. The design was further refined in 1938 with a curved back and a more contoured seat to make it more comfortable, and that remains the design we see most often today. The appeal of wooden garden furniture took a downturn with the arrival of tubular metal in the late 1930s and then cheaper injection moulded plastic in the 1960s. But today, the Adirondack has reclaimed its position as the king of garden chairs, one that oozes sheer class. In the 20th century, it was common for architects to design chairs for the home, yet few bothered with outdoor furniture. There's the classic Lutyens garden bench with its neo-baroque curves, and there's the metal-framed butterfly chair that could be had with a canvas sling, but there are a few others of note. Some historians have noted the similarity between the Adirondack's angular profile and that of the red-blue chair designed by Dutch architect Gerrit Rietveld in 1918. The same sloping seat, broad armrests and flat back. Few would rush to sit in a red-blue chair, though, whereas people sigh at a mere glimpse of an Adirondack chair. With its iconic shape, it takes us to a quiet place, urging us to relax, and maybe giving us just a hint of sitting by a lake within the abundant beauty of an American national park.